This is PodTech News for Monday, October 9th, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez. The rumors are true. YouTube will become a unit of Google. PodTech's Matt Kelly followed the story.
After days of speculation, rumors were confirmed today as Google purchased internet video sharing site YouTube in a deal valued at $1.65 billion. The stock transaction is the largest acquisition in Google's history.
This acquisition is an exciting next step in terms of our thinking about the evolution of the internet and video.
Google's chief executive officer, Eric Schmidt. The deal follows five content distribution agreements announced today between YouTube and CBS, Sony BMG, Warner Music Group, and Universal Music Group. YouTube co-founder and CEO Chad Hurley.
With this new relationship, we'll combine Google's experience and have the resources to continue on our mission to offer the most entertaining online video experience.
YouTube will operate independently of Google and will retain its name. Google shares rose in after-hours trading. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News.
One of YouTube's potential problems had been the fact that much of its content is based on copyrighted material. As Matt just mentioned in his report, YouTube got to work today with some deals to legitimize offerings. The popular video sharing website signed deals with CBS, Vivendi's Universal Music Group, and Sony BMG Music Entertainment. And this is quick on the heels of its deal with Warner Music Group a few weeks back. The individual deals vary, but advertising revenue sharing is a key element for CBS and Sony. In Vivendi's case, affiliated artists will see compensation not only for their own works, but for user-generated content that includes their music or videos. Each of the deals also includes automated copyright protection for the partner's content. In other web video news, Blinks TV has announced a deal with Microsoft that it hopes will make it the biggest video search engine on the web. The service helps consumers search for videos using keywords and phrases, and even uses speech recognition to find matches. Through the arrangement, Microsoft will use Blink's technology to drive video search on live.com and various MSN internet sites. Microsoft will pay Blink's a licensing fee based on usage on its sites. Semantics CEO John Thompson issued a bold prediction today. He says the company would double its annual sales in the next 4 years. Semantic is the fourth largest independent software company in the world. Thompson hinted that future growth would, at least in part, be driven by acquisitions. If Thompson's prediction holds together, the software security firm could reach $10 billion in sales by 2010. And speaking of technology sales, the information technology revolution may be going in circles. That means not getting anywhere. Catherine Girardeau reports from the Gartner Symposium IT Expo in Orlando, Florida, that recent research depicts some big inefficiencies in IT spending.
You've all heard the ads.
This online purchasing system could save us millions.
Millions? The passion to invent, the drive to deliver.
And many people make the assumption that most of the hardware and software businesses buy rains productivity down on the enterprise. But it turns out, according to Gartner analyst Daryl Plummer, that reality is not quite as rosy. He told a hall full of thousands of IT managers here at the Gartner IT Expo that 80% of all dollars spent on IT by companies does very little except help them tread water. He calls it dead money because it doesn't deliver growth and it doesn't add to a company's advantage. Plummer says businesses that rely heavily on IT should be reducing their dead money investments and channeling the savings into strategic areas. At the Gartner Symposium IT Expo in Orlando, Florida, I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech News.
Stock options are at the center of a couple of stories today. Mark Hurd and other top executives at Hewlett-Packard sold more than $15 million in sales of corporate stock between August and September. It occurred just ahead of the public scandal that has shaken the company and brought felony charges by the California Attorney General. The sales mark the busiest period of HP insider stock sales in 5 years. That raises some eyebrows, but according to HP, all of the transactions were completely legal. Well, the sometimes tricky issue of stock options is also an issue today in Virginia, where one of the most closely watched and hotly contested senatorial races is heading into its final stretch. A new development involving stock options may sidetrack the campaign of incumbent Republican Senator George Allen. According to reports, Senator Allen failed to let Congress know about stock options he got as part of his compensation as a director of a high-tech company. That was between 1998 and 2001. Allen is bound by congressional rules to disclose all deferred compensation, which includes stock options. He's a potential 2008 presidential candidate and in a tough re-election campaign against Democrat Jim Webb. Another day, another Nobel Prize announcement, and another American recipient. Today, the Nobel Prize in Economics went to American Edmund S. Phelps for his pioneering 1960s work to explain the relationship between unemployment and inflation. Phelps is a professor at Columbia University and taught his class at Columbia just as he planned to today. The Nobel Prizes for Peace and Literature have yet to be announced. And that's PodTech News for Monday, October 9th, 2006. We had help tonight from Matt Kelly in Los Angeles and Catherine Girardeau in Orlando, Florida. Michael Klinger was our editor. I'm Jason Lopez.